Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Carl, this might be my favorite day that all the music you played.
Thanks.
Wow.
Just saying.
Rambling man.
It comes at a bad time, though, yeah. Dickie Betts, the influential singer, songwriter, and guitarist for Southern rock band Legends, the Allman Brothers, has died at the age of 80. Betts co-founded the Allman Brothers in 69 along with the brothers Dwayne and Greg, Barry Oakley, Butch Trucks, and J-Mo Johnson. Did I say it right?
I think you did.
Woohoo! Releasing their self-titled debut that year, they went on to become one of the pioneer Southern rock bands and were particularly known for their touring career, which included long shows filled with extended jams.
Yeah, so are any of them still alive?
One
of the Allmans still alive?
The Allman Brothers.
Yeah, both.
Are both gone?
Are both
gone.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Dwayne died in a
young.
Motorcycle. Or,
I thought so, too.
Let's say motorcycle accident.
Yeah, but one is still alive.
No, there's one Allman Brother
band member.
Okay. Alive.
All right.
Everybody else is passed.
That's sad.
When the clock struck midnight last night, the Tortured Poets Department opened up. Taylor Swift's new album dropped. It had 17 tracks on it. The pop superstar had a huge surprise on tap. At 2 a.m. in the morning, another album dropped. It was called The Anthology, and that one had 15 tracks, and Sue sounds just excited.
Sue, did you stay up till 2 to make sure you could listen to all the songs?
How did you know?
I knew you were a little tired. Yeah, mm-hmm, I figured. Mm-hmm,
31 mm-hmm. tracks of music.
32.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Like, so does she still write a lot of her own music, or
yes,
has she stopped doing that?
She's writing
and
music.
She just did a world tour. When did she find, I mean, I'm sure this has been years in the making, but when did she find time to record all of these songs and write them? That's wild.
It's set hours ahead of the record's release. Swift said on social media that its first single was going to be Fortnite, which features Post Malone, and the music video was released. Me and Carl listened to it. Fans.
Maybe
slow
she,
and
not
awful
fans.
And droning.
Maybe she wrote songs while she was at the Chiefs games.
No.
She seemed to be pretty distracted when she was at the Chiefs games. So I don't know. But good for her. I mean, she's a record-producing machine, isn't she? How many billions does she have now? It's working for her.
I was going to say, she's not going to make any money.
So this counts as album 11 and album 12. And her favorite number is 13. So
then she stops, right?
No.
Oh.
Ethan.
I mean, I can
wishful
hope.
Thinking, Ethan.
I can hope. Big congrats go out to Ashanti and Nelly. They just got married recently, and Ashanti got on Instagram and said that she was pregnant, basically, in a video. It was showing her preparing for a performance, and when asked how much time she needed, she said, "I'm going to need about 9 months." So they got together, got married, and are pregnant.
Okay.
Just let you know, it's Nelly.
He's
from St.
Louis,
you know?
Right. In the 90s when they were both starting out, and now they're
back. Did they?
Yeah.
You said Nelly's how old now?
He is 49.
Wow.
I knew he had to be close to 50.
A friend of mine's son went to high school with his kid, and they've since graduated.
I mean, I remember listening to him when I was young, and you just don't think of him as, I don't know.
I did find out something which I thought was impressive. That so this is going to be Ashanti's first child, but Nelly already has two, And he also adopted the two kids of his sister who passed away from cancer.
Yes.
So that was kind of cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought that was nice.
Thank you, Nelly.
Fast food workers in California saw their minimum wage jump up to $20 an hour on April 1st. Now customers are seeing just how much fast food companies in the state have raised their prices.
No.
Data by the Konowski Equity Research and cited in an article by the New York Post found that Chipotle Mexican Grill increased their prices by 7.5%, Wendy's went up 8%, Starbucks 7%, and Taco Bell went up by 3%.
And
we saw that coming.
And when they have fewer customers because people don't want to pay those prices, they're going to have to lay off those employees. Why do people not understand this?
It'll all work out,
It's not rocket science.
I went to McDonald's this morning. I'll go ahead and say this.
MVP Mark Cox,
clap
you guys.
For that one, Mark.
Yeah.
Stopped on the way in, 4 a.m., stopped at the McDonald's on Clayton Road. They served me. It was awesome. But they don't seem to have their two breakfast sandwiches for $4.59 deal anymore. Remember, it used to be two for $2. Now it's two for $4. And it cost me $18 to get four sandwiches this morning.
Good Lord.
So prices are up everywhere, baby. A little bit Biden inflation at McDonald's for you. Mm.
And one quick one. It looks like Pepsi's introducing two limited edition flavors. They're coming out with lime and peach. Good luck with those.
Peach soda?
Yep.
No,
I'm out.
I don't know.
No, I'm out. Thank you, though. No, thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.